Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 115 on November 23rd, 2015. Changing the world one ass at a time. Here's what's special about this podcast. It's the women's podcast. And let me differentiate here because podcast number 112 was for the women. For women who were just beginning to get introduced to the idea of pegging by their partner. This podcast, number 115, is by the women. I put out the call for contributions a while back, and oh my gosh, you ladies rallied and sent in so much stuff that here's what's going to happen with this podcast. I am just going to read straight through everything with significant pauses in between contributions because we got a lot of ground to cover. There's experiences, there's feelings, there's erotica, there's all kinds of things. So buckle up and get ready to listen here. My significant other introduced me to pegging almost exactly 2 years ago. Now, I'm a pretty open-minded person when it comes to sexual things, but this is something that was totally not on my radar at all. But fortunately, I took to it rather well. It fulfills a part of me that I barely knew existed before we tried it together. For my significant other, it was a huge part of his fantasy life, and I am thrilled that I can fulfill it. In fact, that alone is a thrill for me. I think the big part of pegging that I really enjoy the most is the visual. Watching him bounce on me reverse cowgirl style is amazing. I love his face when I sink my dildo into his tight hole. I love the way his body looks bent over for me, ready to take whichever toy I choose for that night. I love the sight of a toy attached to me, connecting with him, disappearing into him. It's been a bit since we last pegged, and I miss it dearly. It really has become a sexual need for me. Not every time or in every context, but it has become a part of how I express my passion for my partner. Something has become so much a part of me that wasn't even a thought in my mind only 4 years ago. We have to train him again to start taking the size of the toys that we use, but we will, and it will be wonderful. We met at a monthly play party event. I lured him to the semi-private lower level with sweet talk and promises and cleavage. Some feeling up and fondling later, he found my discreetly tucked cock. Then the verbal pushing and threats of outing him for the ass slut he is to the partygoers upstairs. Unless I get me some, too. He protested unconvincingly while I talked him into getting naked, then pushed him down on the bed, told him he may as well go along. I was going to take what I wanted anyway. I pulled off my skirt, showed him my cock, told him to give in to make it easier on himself. Lubed up his hole and got him relaxed with my fingers, told him he might as well enjoy it if he could, because I'm going to help myself. Condomized and lubed up my cock and worked the head in him, then kept penetrating a bit at a time. This dick is tapered and medium-sized, so once in I could stroke, watch his face and dirty talk to him at the same time. When his cock started getting hard, I stroked it and teased him about his now full erection. He moaned and squirmed, got told he was impaled and no one was going to come in and rescue him. Kept stroking his cock while fucking him with mine. He said he was getting close. I called him a dirty whore for enjoying his predicament. He came all over his belly while I was sliding my dick in and out of him. When he caught his breath, I pulled out slowly, handed him some paper towels, and sent him to the bathroom to compose himself. No chit-chat, cuddling, or aftercare. We have, quote, run into each other, end quote, at this same event two more times since. On the second and third occasions, I suggested he give me another chance, reassured him that I could control myself. Of course, it was a ploy to get him alone. And then I took him again, then a third time. Reminded him that nobody would believe him if he told, so might as well keep it on the down low between us. After all, he had come all over himself every time I fucked him. If he wasn't so easy and gullible, these things wouldn't keep happening to him. There has been little contact between us in between these, quote, date rapes, end quote. Keeps the stranger sex feeling intact. We happened to be at the same Halloween fetish party in 2014. I asked him to help me bring my toy and gear bags into the club and down to the lower private area. Being a nice, helpful guy, he stepped right up. Resistance was futile. Never know, he may get attacked by my femcocks yet again, if I can get him alone and vulnerable again. Lined up some fun several times now with the date rape theme. By the way, all pre-negotiated. Hi, Ruby. I had a strap-on scene with a lovely 60-year-old gentleman while on an escape winter vacation in Florida. He was a virgin and very much wanted to have the fucked by an experienced strap-on femdom experience. I suggested he do some reading and directed him to Pegging Paradise. He needed to feel desired, wanted, and safe. We kept things casual and friendly and went through my gear together while chatting and getting comfortable. He got undressed and lay down on the bed. Things flowed along smoothly. I looped him up with fingers, tickled his prostate while talking with him, then nice and slow to penetrate him with my slim, flexy blue cock. The scene progressed nicely. I was gentle and caring to start, then went for a bit faster and deeper fucking before winding down. He rested for a few minutes, declined aftercare, went for a quick shower to freshen up, and left my hotel room happy, with an important item done on his bucket list. It was not a pay-for-play thing. We liked each other as people, got along well, and spent a sexy, erotic, no-strings-attached afternoon together. For me, it was a memorable and pleasant one-off playdate. I see you lying there, sleeping so soundly, back facing to me, all curled up on top of the sheets. That cute little ass of yours, slightly wiggling with every breath you take, taunting me. My mind begins to wander back to the events of last night. With each passing thought, I get a little more wound up, a little more turned on, a little more wet. I reach down and begin stroking the cock I'm still wearing from the night before, trying desperately to find the patience to let you sleep just a little bit longer. But soon the excitement gets the better of me, and I begin to let it all go, letting my hand trail slowly up and down your back, each downstroke going a little lower until my hand is now rubbing that which I desire. Letting my finger find that crease in your ass, I begin to slowly tease your opening. You let out that gorgeous little whimper of a moan that tells me, even in your sleep, I know what you really want. With my other hand, I reach down and begin slowly stroking my cock again. Soon, I just can't wait any longer, and I begin stroking my cock slowly up and down your crack. I linger the head right there at your opening, teasing it, waking it up long before I wake you up. Finally, the stimulation begins to get to you, slowly rousing you from your slumber. You roll over onto your back, still clinging to the edges of sleep. But the decision's been made. It's time to wake you up and take what's mine. I reach down and begin stroking your cock, watching it get hard. Your moans and whimpers let me know you're coming around. Your breath shallows up. Your body starts writhing with the pleasure, letting me know it's time. I gently roll you back over on your side, adding a little more lube on my cock. Again, I begin rubbing it up and down your crack. You respond perfectly, wiggling and pushing back against it. I let the head find your hole, my hole, and begin to slowly, gently push it in. A little gasp from you lets me know I'm past the first ring. I slowly pulse my head right inside your ass, and you begin to wiggle and push back on it, desperate to get more in. I let it slowly slide in further, feeling you tense up just a bit as the further invasion starts to register for you. If only you knew how hard I fight that urge to just slam it all in there. One smooth, strong stroke to claim again what is mine. But instead, I ride that wave of desire in my head, feel the power rush surge up inside, and smile. I pause for a moment to look down at the beautiful sight, my cock stretching out that ass. Watching that pink little ring turn back white as I slowly pull out. I keep that pace up for a little while, long, slow, steady strokes, watching each time as my cock slides in a little more and a little more. But then I feel that wave rising quickly, my pace picking up as it does, my orgasm rapidly taking over. My fingers dig into your hips almost to the point of pain. My other hand reaches up and grabs a fistful of hair. You moan in anticipation of the assault that you know is coming. Faster and harder now, I continue to fuck you, but with complete reckless abandon. My moans and screams now matching yours as tidal wave comes crashing down. I make sure you feel every bit of intensity. I do. My hips shaking violently, my thrusts now coming hard and deep. Desperately trying to get every inch of that cock buried deep inside you as I climax. Finally, claiming what is mine all over again. Soon I collapse down on top of you, feeling spent. For a second, at least. The intensity of the moment sends you literally flying off my cock and out of the bed. You stand there half dazed and bewildered, yet still full of the lust and longing from the moment. I watch you intently. So unsteady on your feet, you shake your head slightly as if you're still trying to shake the final cobwebs, trying to comprehend what just happened. I see those little peeks at me, at the cock still standing tall between my legs. I see the traces of longing still in your eyes. I know the mental debate is coming, and I smile as I begin stroking my cock, enticing you on. My smile broadens as I see my incentives are working their magic on you. You get that crooked little grin and then turn away quickly, trying to hide it from me, but inadvertently showing off that cute little ass of yours. I let out a loud, at what I see. It seems to be the straw that finally breaks your will as you turn and quickly climb on the bed and straddle me, reverse cowgirl style. If only you could see the wicked grin that crosses my face. I begin caressing your rear as you slowly work my cock back in, very much enjoying the view and show. As you finally get near the base, I quickly stiffen my hips to help finish the job. You let out a loud moan as my hands snake around your hips, finding the perfect grip right there in the crease and using it to pull you in deep. You slowly begin to rock back and forth, up and down. For a moment, I relax, letting you do all the work, and just watching you work your hips. Running my nails down your back, I feel that electricity pass between us, that familiar feeling I get when I know you're getting lost in me. The whimpers and moans you let out in pleasure drive me intensely crazy with lust. Slowly I begin thrusting my hips upward in a perfect unison. I watch you intently as your head rolls back, eyes closed. I can barely see them, but I know. The steady rhythm of a near-perfect dance is lulling you to faraway lands. To bring you back, I begin quickening the pace, once again grabbing hold of your hips, pulling you to me to help you match my pace, that pace which seems to just flow from somewhere deep inside. Then I hear it, the spiraling increase to your moans. Ah, now I have you. We both know it, know where I'm taking us. Together. It quickens my pace as I feel it begin to grow deep inside me, too. It drives me faster, harder, in order to make it grow. That beautiful orgasm that makes us both just float away. Then right before it explodes, I feel you contort. It almost stops me. Then I feel it, warm, dripping down my leg. I nearly laugh out loud with my utter excitement. How I love making you come with my cock up your cute little hole. It drives me utterly insane with lust as I renew my pace, you matching me stride for stride. Your moans have long since turned to near screams, never edging down, never backing off. Once again, I feel it building with renewed vigor, your screams almost mimicking the spiraling upwards I'm feeling. As I explode with my orgasm, I feel it again, a warm drip on top of my thigh, as I'm feeling my own juices come gushing out. You literally go flying off my cock, stumbling out of bed completely. The most wicked grin spreads across my face, even as I'm near breathless. I see that look in your eyes, the one that lets me know. You are pondering the thought of just how crazy I might really be. It makes me smile even wider. My strapped-on femcocks are accessories that perform exactly as I want. The variety and range available to me is wonderful. The options of going thicker, longer, harder, flexible, softer, ridged, vibrating. It's very freeing. My cocks, including not realistic ones, provide me with the ability to express and experience in real time a gender-bending role reversal headspace. They are always mine, an extension of self. I paid for them, drive them, and take care of them. And as a voyeur, there are times when I enjoy watching my current cock of choice, safely wrapped in a flavored condom, get licked and sucked before I take him. I was unsure how our relationship might change if we started pegging when my husband suggested it. Don't get me wrong, I've been open to almost anything with him. Fingering and rim jobs that I instigated, I suppose I was concerned that I wouldn't see him as the man anymore with pegging. What I quickly discovered, though, was that I actually enjoyed being able to dominate him in the bedroom, particularly in costume, but that it didn't affect our lives outside the bedroom. Sure, we make references to it and playful gestures, but it's exciting for once to suggest to my husband that he needs my hard dick in his ass when he's been naughty. That's just my experience of it anyway. I love hearing him moan like a horny slut that he needs my dick. My belief is that if we're going to be married together forever, he and I should be able to ask each other for anything. I think pegging is something that a lot of us women really hesitate to talk about. Sometimes I think this is something that many men overlook, because it is just as awkward for us to bring it up to a male partner. I struggled to bring it up in many of my previous relationships. Like many of your male readers, I was worried about the reaction I would get, because really, coming up for a reason that I like pegging as a woman is a bit harder. I can tell a man all about how pleasurable it can be for him, but I think it can be a lot harder for men to understand sometimes why it is that we love it. Sadly, while there are a lot of resources for why a man enjoys pegging, I don't think there are near enough out there for why we enjoy it from a female perspective. It wasn't until I started exploring BDSM from a dominance perspective that I really became comfortable talking about it, because I was already putting myself out there. Why I love it, though, has nothing to do with BDSM or a power exchange of any kind. Why I love it is harder to put to words. For me, the best part is being able to watch my partner's enjoyment. There are plenty of things I can do that would bring him pleasure, but by far his best orgasms come from pegging, and I love being able to be the vehicle for that. All I had to do is say something that could remotely be connected to pegging, or run my hand along his leg or his ass, and he is hard and eager. I think there is an element of power exchange there, no matter how you approach it, because it does take a certain amount of intimacy to be open to your partner in that way. Either way, no matter how uninspired or tired I am when we start, I am always dripping with excitement and anticipation by the time the head slips into his ass. For me, there is nothing better than seeing the look of pleasure and exhaustion on his face at the end. I love pegging because I love giving my husband pleasure. I love the look on his face when my toy first makes contact with his prostate, the way he moans and his eyes roll back in his head. I love hearing the sounds he makes when I am fucking him. I love watching him have incredibly powerful orgasms, then turn into a pile of happy, satisfied goo afterwards. I love the fact that I'm not the only one getting fucked in the relationship anymore, literally. Dan Savage likes to say that if men had to be penetrated every time they had sex, they would want sex less often. Pegging has let my husband understand why some nights I just didn't want to get fucked. It also gives us a chance to take turns giving and receiving. I have so much more perspective now on what it is like to be the giver, the one controlling the pace and the timing, and he knows what it takes to receive. Pegging has made me want my husband like never before. We had a good sex life before we started playing with his ass, but now I see that sweet tush and I just want it. It's a wonderful dynamic in our relationship because we both lust after the other equally. I love pegging because it feels good for me too. If I can get my little tango bullet vibe wedged in just the right place and get the motion going, I have these crazy orgasms. They often send my hubby right over the edge with me, so we end up coming all over the place at the same time. It's amazing. So there you go. Pegging is one of our favorite things to do in the bedroom and has turned our sex life into a wild and crazy fun time that we both love. Thanks for all you do to spread the word about one of our favorite hobbies. I hope more couples can experience the pleasure and the closeness that pegging has brought us. My first time. I went to Craigslist. I put up an ad for a sub who was experienced in being pegged. There was a lengthy interview process. I needed to feel confident that the guy was who he purported to be. I finally decided to make a date with this one guy, but he totally backed out, and I never heard from him again. I went to the second guy on the list, who I'd had a connection with, but dismissed because experience was limited to toys. We did a bit more chatting, and he jumped at the chance. I didn't want the first time to be serious. It was a fantasy, and I was worried in case I actually didn't enjoy it. After I breathed life into it, I knew I couldn't handle the thought of not sharing it with someone I love. To be honest, I never had the guts to bring it up in 20 years of vanilla and 5 years of sub. It's not romantic. I wanted to try something. I went out and found someone who didn't mind me practicing on them. Actually, it was wonderful. He was amazing and patient. We literally played for hours, gently stretching and trying different positions. We had both brought all of our toys to the hotel room, and so we were able to go from a small 3-inch bullet up to my 7-inch penis dong with prosthetic balls over a couple of hours and with loads of lube. Finally, I lay on the bed and he straddled me, lowering himself down onto my peg. I will never forget the look on his face as I lifted my hips off the bed and went balls deep into him. As he shuddered and moaned, so did I, and unable to contain the sheer joy of the moment, I giggled that extra stimulation was all it took to send me over the edge, and I was coming in waves. Meeting a guy the way I did is not something I would ever recommend. I got really, really lucky, but as he said, so did he. The night had been intense. We'd been playing for so long and so hard that we had seen the sun come up hours before. Deep down, I was exhausted and achy, but one look at the hunger and desire in your eyes, and I felt perfect once again. In two long strides, I'm quickly on top of you, hand on your jaw to keep you still. I devour you with deep, passionate kisses. I feel you desperately trying to push into the kiss, but instead I push you away, forcing you down to your knees at the edge of the bed. With my harness still on, but the bottom strap undone, I climb up on the bed on my hands and knees. You quickly try to fix my strap, but I swat you away. Kiss my ass, bitch, I order, and you quickly bury your face between my cheeks. I feel your tongue begin to lovingly lick me all over back there. Your licks and kisses are soft and sweet. Yet I can still feel the intensity radiating from you, that desperate concentration to ensure I'm happy. You grab a hold of my hips to press in deeper as I sink back into the sensations. I let you continue for a bit as I relax under the warm attention, saying nothing more than, good boy. Soon I push you off and roll onto my back, placing a leg on each shoulder. I just look at you as you stare like a little kid on Christmas morning. Make me come, I whisper, and you dive as if you were starving. I tap your head with my foot. Start slowly, build up gently, I demand, and immediately you settle into the task at hand. I lay back and relax, letting the sensations wash over me. Heavenly is the only word that springs to mind, as I feel the pleasure building inside. As it builds, it soon becomes too intense to relax anymore. And then, just then, a wicked thought enters my mind. I wrap my legs around your neck, holding you in tight. I grab a hold of the back of your head and bury your face into my pussy. That's it, bitch. Make me come. Make me squirt in your mouth and down your throat. Your tongue begins exploring in earnest, knowing exactly how to deliver what I've asked for. That's it. Right there, boy. Get that clit. Make me come, bitch, I demand in a deep, raspy voice as I feel the orgasm build. Make me come and then lick that cum all over my cock. No sooner then the words had come out of my mouth, you begin licking like a crazed man. The frenzied pace gives away your desire, and I smile, such an evil, wicked smile. I just love it when I find a sweet spot. We really do fit so damn well together, I think inside my head. To you, in that deep, wicked tone of mine, I say, you nasty little slut, you really like that idea, don't you? You moan into my pussy, while your head begins to shake furiously up and down. I laugh hysterically at your desperation. You dirty little whore, you know I'm going to fuck you with that cock, all covered in my cum. Your body begins to shake violently as I speak. You become so desperate, you no longer even hit the right spots to get me to orgasm anymore. Yet it just touches me so deep inside it makes me quiver to near orgasm anyway. That's it, boy, get that orgasm, I begin to coo. It slows you down just enough to get back on track. Get that clit, suck it, bitch. And then the world explodes. I gush all in your mouth. I hear you gulping as you try to get it all down. As you climb up, grabbing a hold of my cock and madly trying to shove it down your throat, I realize my mistake. As I watch your tongue frantically all over my cock, half licking, half rubbing, I realize there isn't enough cum. I want more. Placing my foot on your head, I shove you off my cock. Make me cum again, bitch. And I watch you move slowly, eyes darting from my cock to my pussy and back again. I can see the conflict in your eyes, undecided on which one you want more. But like the good little boy you are, you do as you're told, and begin to bury your face deep into my pussy. Just as you start licking, I whisper harshly, "Make me squirt again, bitch, and this time you're going to hold it in your mouth and spit it all over my cock. I want it covered in lots of cum so I can drive it deep inside your ass." You hesitate as you try to register my order. I feel you stiffen as you finally grasp the command, and you dive quickly back in, focused and driven to fill your mouth as quickly as possible. I'm so far inside my head that in no time I'm once again gushing into your mouth. I open my eyes in time to watch you spit a huge load of cum all over my cock. Then I watch as you lovingly wrap your lips around it and ever so gently slide your mouth down the shaft, almost as if you're trying to say thank you without opening your mouth. I place my foot on your shoulders to gently shove you off, but you resist, not wanting to stop. I place my other foot on your other shoulder and forcefully shove you off and back into a standing position. You whimper in disappointment. I push myself up off the bed and next to you. Pointing down, I say sweetly, "Now fix my strap, little boy." You drop to your knees and scramble to find the strap. I jut my ass out as you slide the strap between my legs, giving it a little wiggle as you try to snap it into place. As soon as it clicks, I turn slightly, wrapping my hand gently around your face. Such a good boy, so eager, so nasty, as I slide my hand down your cheek. As it falls off your jaw, I swiftly bring it back up with a nasty smack to that same cheek. Now get that ass up on the bed. Mama's gonna fuck you good. Although I'm more of a queer person, but born female, from time to time, I totally feel like a woman. I love pegging a lot. It is something I wait for gladly, because it's better even for me after a week or more of not having sex. My libido is crazy. Some people would say I'm a nymphomaniac even, so I have a hard time staying away from it. Pegging is the only form of sex I have the patience to wait for. Anyway, I now feel that pegging has just made me and my boyfriend closer together and given him the strength it takes to open up about his sexuality. I have always been very open about what I want, but most people are still so closed up and shy about it. I feel like my mission in life is to at least get my friends to open up about sexuality and all the things involved in it. Also, I really wanted to say something about the shame aspect for men. My boyfriend is, in my eyes, more attractive and more of a man when he is honest about what he likes. I love him so much that I can see the man behind the panties and baby dolls. Really, in my own perfect world, everyone could just be themselves and do what they love to do. I know it's far, far away from what the world is now. Guys, please don't assume that she must think less of you. Assumptions are the biggest reason why people break up and don't get along. Hope you got something out of this rambling. Today, me and my babe have had a fairly normal day. Did some shopping and went to his parents' cabin. Fishing, sauna, and some drinks. Lovely day. Came home a little while ago and watched some TV. Earlier today, we had bought a black baby doll dress for him to wear. Right away, he wanted to try it on. I told him yes, he could try it on, with the panties I had got him before. So cute. He is, in my opinion, the sexiest person in the world. And adding some sexy lingerie on like that is like adding fuel to the fire. Love it. One thing led to another. I just fucked him in the ass with my cock. Of course, the proper term is pegged him, because I'm a woman and I need some equipment to be able to do that. But that is how it felt. It felt like the dildo is really a part of me, and it really is my cock. Felt so powerful, so weirdly masculine. I felt like a man. Or that's what I think it was. Can't say for sure. Since the first time I tried pegging, I have liked it a lot. But more in the sense it's something he loves. But the more I do it, the more I like it. It gives me such a rush of power, and I feel in control. Love it. Pegging and strap-on sex have been on my mind for a long time. Although more of using a strap-on with a woman, I've done ass play with guys before, but more on the receiving end. Fisting is something I love to do, small hands and all, but do not receive. So what the hell has trying this form of it taken me such a long time? Maybe I just haven't had the right partner, perhaps. Anyway, this is all for now. I had a date with the cowboy. He said the door would be unlocked and to just walk in. I did. He had tied himself between two columns in the living room. He was tied with leather straps and a spreader bar, if that's what it is called, holding his legs apart, wearing a cute little stuffed collar and nothing else. Well, I had never seen anything like this before and sat down to recover my composure and enjoy the view for a while. I wasn't a virgin, of course, but had no S&M or pegging experience. Finally, I looked around and saw some whips laying about. Whoops, wrong story. Actually, the cowboy and I were in bed, and he casually asked whether I had any interest in fucking a guy with a strap-on. Again, I had never considered this option, but was totally on board immediately. So he whipped out a dildo and a gorgeous leather strap-on studded harness. He was into leather and made all his own tools. So I gave it a go, and never looked back. He was totally supportive in all ways, and never implied that I did anything wrong, which really helped. He showed up at the honky-tonk that night. He asked her to dance. She accepted. And while they danced, he asked her if she smoked pot. She had smoked in her past, but not lately. But the combination of sex and drugs sounded pretty tempting, so they made a date to get together the next time her husband was out of town on business. That date arrived. She came over to his home. He made her a drink in the kitchen and undressed her slowly. This was the kind of thing that didn't happen to married people, and they both enjoyed this slow unpeeling immensely. They moved to the bedroom and were enjoying getting reacquainted and exploring each other's bodies. They were naked, and suddenly he stopped and asked her if she had ever fantasized about fucking a man instead of being fucked by one. She admitted that this was definitely one of her fantasies, so he opened a nearby drawer and pulled out a dildo with a leather strap-on harness. She stood still while he dressed her in the harness and dildo. Then she admired herself in the mirror wearing a cock. She loved it. So sexy. A womanly body with a cock. She had never even heard about strap-on sex and never dreamed that this was going to be an option, but found the idea wildly exciting. This ultra-macho, bull-riding cowboy wanted her to fuck him in the ass. This was beyond her wildest imagination. He grabbed a bottle of lube and lubed both himself and the dildo. He got up on all fours, and she kneeled behind him. And then slowly she guided the cock, her cock, into his ass. He accepted it more easily than she expected, certainly more easily than she would have had it been her ass. She waited for a minute or two for him to get used to it, and then started to rock and roll. She could hardly believe she was getting to act out this fantasy. What fun this was. She was born to do this. Born to fuck men up the ass with her cock. Yahoo. Ride 'em cowgirl. Well, he seemed to enjoy it even more than she did. He said he had not done this before, but she wasn't sure she believed him. He liked it way too much to be a virgin. He didn't come this way, but after an extended period, she slid out of him, slipped off the strap-on, and they reversed roles. He climbed on top and fucked her till she almost fainted. When it was over, they talked for a bit, and both of them realized they were in a similar place in life, happily married, getting older, and wanting to sow a few more wild oats. He said, "Whatever we do here, there is no judgment. Let's use this time to live out our wildest fantasies. I trust you. You trust me. Let's go for it." And this all made sense to her, and she agreed. I've listened to a number of your podcasts, and I really enjoy the information and the sound of your voice. My husband and I started pegging about a month ago after 12 years together, and we've been having a great time. It definitely took us a while to get here. I think my husband had been somewhat interested for years, but did not bring it up much in our talks about our sexual desires. He had asked for a finger once in a while, which I obliged, but I did think it was a little odd, and there was always a thought in the back of my mind that it might mean he was gay. Anyways, a couple months ago, I discovered the Savage Love podcasts by Dan Savage, which in some episodes bring up the topic of male anal play and pegging. I discussed it with my husband, and we decided we would try it, which then also led me to finding your website and podcasts, which finally helped me let go of that last fear of him being gay, since he liked anal stimulation. And to clarify, I don't think there's anything wrong with being gay. I just don't want to lose my husband and the father of my children by discovering he might be gay. I understand now that anal and prostate stimulation is just part of what he enjoys sexually, along with all the other stuff he enjoys. So I would like to let all the guys out there know that even though it seems like your partner might not be interested in pegging, sometimes it might just take time to get to the right moment. Sometimes sexual horizons need to be broadened first by trying other things or listening to sex podcasts or websites. What I enjoy about pegging is giving my husband pleasure. As a woman, I am generally in the receiver position, and so my husband is the giver of pleasure for himself as well as me. So it's great to have a change up. It also brought into focus that my husband was not really sharing some of the stuff that turned him on. I would share what I wanted him to do to me, but he would not ever really give me specifics of what he would like. So we recently worked more on that as well. Pegging has started us on more sexual experimentation in other areas as well. We've become more comfortable talking about some kinkier stuff because we've been able to safely share this type of sex. Also, one tip for guys asking their partner for anal play. Make sure your ass is super clean when you do. I think my husband should have taken that advice, and it may have gone quicker for us. I'm relatively new to pegging. I've been at it for just a few months. I have a fair amount of experience using strap-ons with women, but I wasn't prepared for how different it was going to be to fuck a guy. My absolute favorite thing about pegging is the expression in my guy's eyes when I first enter him. He usually inhales sharply and looks a bit startled by the sensation. This look of surprise is such a turn-on. Eventually, he exhales and relaxes around my cock, which enables me to slide further inside him. He usually sighs and moans a bit, then braces himself for the fucking he's about to receive. I love the slow, sensual process of literally opening him up and going deep inside him. It connects us both physically and psychologically, and his vulnerability is simply gorgeous and erotic. I am humbled and honored to receive it. We are both new to pegging and cannot wait to try new positions and techniques. Also, since he's new, I've been going a bit easy in terms of the intensity and duration of our fucking. This should change in the next couple of months. I'll know when his ass is ready. My encounter of me and my friends with benefits. I never thought I'd be showing anyone this. I just put my feelings down as they poured out. The emotions, feelings, the whole thing was so sensual. I've never really had such strong feelings as I felt during those few hours. He even said the same thing. I came home the next day and had to sit down and put my experience on paper, so here it is. It's hard to even start to explain. It was the experience and the response I got from him that really topped all the rest. I showed up, we talked a bit while we shared a beer. He asked if I wanted to shower with him. I had just gotten off work as well, so we showered. Of course, foreplay has to happen as we wash each other. He is a fantastic kisser. Then we go to the bedroom, and I have a black see-through nightie on, and I grab the massage oil I brought. Gave him a complete back-end massage. I go back to the butt and massage more. I love this man's butt. Soon I kiss his butt cheeks and he responds, rubbing his butt into my face. I start rimming his butt. He's on his knees now and the front of his body is flat on the bed. This man absolutely melted into the bed. He loves the way I rim him. Listening to him coo and moan is so damn amazing. The amount of pre-cum that he drips out when I do that is unreal. He's even said he's never had so much pre-cum. When he slaps the bed with his hand and says, "Oh my fucking God, I can't believe this is happening. Haha, I know I'm doing a great job." With him, I admit, I do a deep rim job. After he had pre-cum dripping all over his legs and soaked the bed, I stopped so he could catch his breath. Then, as we were laying there, he was looking at the strap-on and attachment. He said, "I want you to fuck me with this tonight." Soon, he said, "I want to see how this feels." So he took the dildo and started to shove it in his bum. I started to giggle and said, "If you're going to do it right and prep yourself with the lube here." I got up, put lube on my fingers, and put some on his bum. Then more lube. Then more, as I stuck my finger inside as he laid on his belly. I told him, "You can't have too much." Soon I found his prostate, and he let out a moan and grabbed the sheet and said, "Oh, fuck, don't stop." This time he had a meltdown. I never heard a man moan so much in my life. Oh my God, it was again amazing. As his ass was up in the air and I was milking him, I reached around and stroked his cock. I have no clue what he was saying, because by then it was blended in with the moaning. He completely soaked the pillow that was under him. I totally milked him. Then he begged me to fuck him. He wanted to lay on his back and have me fuck him like that. Oh my God, that was so damn awesome. To me, that was the most ultimate reward I could get from a man. He took it all, and I enjoyed every moment. He didn't want to come yet, so we stopped. Then he played with me for a while. He went down on me. It felt so good. He made me come as he finger-fucked me. He loves to do that. We fucked a while in a few different positions. He would slow down so he wouldn't come. Finally, I begged him to come, so he banged me doggy style hard. Then he wanted missionary, and watching him in his eyes a moment, we both came quick. I know it doesn't seem like much when you read it here, but it was unlike anything I've had before. Hi, Ruby. A bit of background. We're a couple in our late 40s, early 50s. We're both very fit and youthful and discovered quickly into our relationship that we shared a love of BDSM. I had no prior experience and his was limited. We quickly developed a level of honesty, communication, and trust that allowed us to share and explore our personal fantasies and kinks to the fullest. We've only pegged about 4 times, and the following were highlights from the last 2 experiences. At the cabin. We were at his remote lakefront cabin. It was sunny and hot, and there wasn't another resident in sight. It was midweek, so we knew we had the lake to ourselves. I was in charge that weekend. We switch. And my pet was naked, but for the steel chastity cage, securely locked on his manhood. He spent the day this way, naked and caged, while he made us lunch, swam, and relaxed in the sun. He took very good care of his goddess, me, that day, even licking me to orgasm while I sunbathed on a paddleboard. I'd walk by and gently tug on the cage. A few times I got on my knees and licked him between the bars just long enough to watch him swell and strain against the prison he wore. I'd whisper in his ear all the things I intended to do to him when the sun went down and watch him squirm as he anticipated the night ahead. The summer day dragged blissfully along, full of sexual tension and excitement. I could tell we were both ready for more. I took him up to the loft, where I spent several more hours sitting on his face, stroking his locked cock, and making sure he pleasured me until I was completely satisfied. I then had him go up on his knees, head down, legs spread wide, while I rimmed him and played with his ass with my fingers. By this point, he was bursting out of his cage and desperate for release. I put my harness and dildo on, Jacques spare parts, and Vicskin Mustang, which, by the way, we affectionately named Axel, and generously lubed his ass with coconut oil. I teased his tight hole with the head of Axel until my pet was begging me to put it in deeper. I turned him over onto his back and slowly slid into him inch by inch until he consumed all 6.5 inches of my beautiful cock. What a sight. I began thrusting, and because this was only our third time pegging, I was going slowly and carefully, making sure he was comfortable. By this point, he'd put his feet up high on the vaulted cabin ceiling for leverage and raised his hips to meet my thrusts, his poor caged cock bouncing and jiggling helplessly through it all. I could tell from his breathing and the sweat building over his body that he was experiencing something unlike anything he'd ever felt before. His moans became louder and his body rocked with every thrust. Suddenly, with a crazed look in his eyes, he almost shouted, "Get this cage off, please, right now!" Thinking he was in pain, I grabbed the key from my neck and unlocked him as quickly as I could. He panted furiously and thanked me, and begged me to stroke his throbbing cock while I continued to plunge into his gorgeous ass. I did just this for no more than a minute when he came, with such intensity his entire body shaking uncontrollably, and the guttural, primal sound he made was unlike anything I have ever heard in my life. After several minutes and with sweat pouring off both our bodies, he whispered my name 3 times. He looked at me with such love and affection as he tried to catch his breath and said he'd never, in all of his life, experienced anything like that before. I took my strap-on off, got him some water, and then snuggled up close to him until he fell into a blissful deep sleep. I found out later that the cage wasn't causing him any pain, only that the prostate stimulation had him on edge for so long he was going insane with the need to come. Knowing this now, I probably won't be so quick to release his throbbing cock from its prison, and I'd see if I can't maybe bring him to orgasm without freeing him from his cage at all. Mwahaha. And here's her second story. If only I could ejaculate. We only had a few hours one evening and were pleasantly surprised to find we had his house to ourselves. Juggling 6 kids between us, our private time is limited and thus very special. Again, I was in charge and just before work I sent him the following email. "Very well, my pet, then I want you to do some things for me, because as you wrote, your pleasure is my pleasure. I want you to go home tonight, and after you've made dinner and relaxed, you'll go upstairs and wash up for me. I want you nicely trimmed and clean, the way I like you best. Then you're to put the cage on, lock it, put the key on the chain ready to present to me when I arrive. I want you wearing a button or snap shirt, no t-shirt, and you can choose whichever pants are most comfortable, though I'd love to see you in jeans. I'd like you to wear one of your very sexy undies for me. I'll let you pick. I haven't seen those on you in a while. If these are too uncomfortable with the cage, you're to go commando. Take the toy bag out of the closet for me and have coconut oil in your room just in case I decide I need it. Candles, matches, or a lighter and music. Have those things available as well. Finally, I'd like a glass of Crown when I arrive, so I'll text you when I'm leaving my house so that you can have that ready. Thank you, my pet. Any questions?" When I arrived at this house, I could see he was a bit nervous but very excited. He presented me with a beautiful red rose, my glass of Crown Royal, and a delicate silver chain with a crystal charm and a key hanging from it. I had him place the chain around my neck, and I led him upstairs to his room. I decided to do things differently this time and didn't undress him at all. He used his fingers on me while I whispered how I was going to use him as we looked at our gallery of favorite BDSM and pegging images and GIFs that we've collected over the past year. I asked him to tell me what it was about each image that turned him on, while I gently, slowly, unbuttoned his shirt and jeans. I stroked him through his jockstrap-style underwear and traced the bulges of his caged cock between bars with my fingernails. Every now and then he'd have to stop and catch his breath, but I demanded that he keep talking. Eventually I allowed him to undress, and I tied his wrists to the brass bars of his headboard. I took a comfortable seat over his face and told him to lick and suck me, which he did with enthusiasm. After I'd had 3 orgasms, I untied him and had him help put my harness and axle on me. Once securely on, with my pet on his knees in front of me, I gently twisted my fingers through his dark wavy hair and said, "Suck it." I pushed his face toward my cock, making him take me deeper and deeper into his mouth with every thrust. After several minutes of this, I had him get back on the bed on his knees with his legs apart and his face on the comforter. I teased and toyed with his beautiful, smooth, sexy ass for what seemed like forever, my fingers gently applying coconut oil on and in him, getting ready for Axel. Finally, I positioned myself comfortably between his legs and I eased my way deep inside him. He's explained, there's always just a bit of pain at first, but once I'm in, he feels a fullness and euphoria that he can't quite put words to. I pushed as deep as I could go, slowly at first, but picking up momentum. As I'd pull out, I could see his helpless caged cock dangling feebly between his legs. We had discussed different positions, and it was the perfect time to try something new. I had him move his legs together while I carefully positioned myself so that my legs were on the outside of his. One leg first, then the other, as I pressed his lower back and ass down to the bed. The beautiful thing was that while I made him change positions, he remained impaled on my swollen cock the entire time. He knew exactly what I was feeling because he'd done that to me so many times before, as the man. The sense of power and his awareness of complete loss of control carried an intensity that neither of us can describe. Now that he was lying flat on the bed, my legs straddling him and my cock buried deep in his tight little hole, I put all my weight on him by leaning forward and began thrusting with all the strength I had, still slowly, but as deep as I could. When I lifted myself up, I braced myself by leaning on his back with my hands. And this gave me the perfect position to drill my throbbing cock right up against his prostate. "Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God," he repeated as I plunged back and forth inside him. All of a sudden, I became acutely aware of how physically stimulated I was becoming. Emotionally, I was already at a 10 out of 10, but I could feel the tingling in my clit, and I soon realized I was about to come myself. I became very selfish and forced myself on him faster and faster until I came with such intensity I collapsed on his back, sweat dripping off my body. I slowly slid out of him and turned him over. After kissing him for a few minutes, my spent cock rubbing up against his imprisoned manhood, I used the key from around my neck and released him. I got comfortable with his legs resting on my shoulders, and I slowly entered him again. Pushing deep and with my hand stroking his now raging cock, I brought him to another powerful and intoxicating orgasm. My beautiful lover expressed to me after that he was frustrated that I'd pulled out after I came. He was close, but still unsure if he'd be able to come without any cock stimulation. He also acknowledged that I was his goddess and that he had to surrender fully to whatever I desired at the moment. We agreed that my coming from fucking him in the ass that way was likely one of the most intense mental highs of our sexual experiences. My only regret? That I couldn't actually ejaculate hot, sweet cum into his ass like he can when he fucks me. Thank you for allowing us to share. As you can imagine, my amazing lover and I don't have an outlet outside of each other to share our pegging experiences with. I wish so desperately that other couples could be as open and willing to try pegging as we have been, because the thrill we get from it is unlike anything else. For months now, I've contemplated writing to you to express my adoration and appreciation of your podcast and posts on Reddit. When I first thought about writing you, I wanted to share with you my experience I had with my boyfriend and how we naturally came around to trying pegging and incorporating it more into our sex life. As the months went on and our sessions became more intense, I realized I wanted to let him know how special our experimenting was to me and write about a particularly hot evening to share here on your podcast. With our anniversary coming up, I've had it on my to-do list for a while as a possible gift to him, since we both listen and love discussing your podcast. Listening to number 113 and your prompt for stories from ladies, it was like the stars aligned, and this is my sign to finally share my story of why I love pegging my boyfriend. I haven't always known I liked pegging. I am in my mid-20s, and up until my current relationship, I've engaged in very vanilla sex, with a little bit of ass play, but nothing too wild. I would describe myself as outgoing and adventurous, feminine, and with a little bit of bossy, dominate-the-office type A personality in the mix. One day, we were lying in bed, and he asked if I would show him the type of porn I liked to watch. I brought up clip after clip of things that got me wet, and at one point he paused and said, "Wow, you seem to really enjoy point-of-view porn." I guess I had never connected that before, and him saying it made me realize what it was I liked about my porn tastes. I like watching a big cock get buried deep in their partner and imagining the feeling of receiving that. I also realized I like thinking about what it would feel like to have a cock, to get to fuck something. This takes me back to many dreams I've had where I'm stroking my cock and I desire to put it in something. I never connected these thoughts to pegging, since I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know my sexual desires could come true with the right person and the right equipment. After this porn realization, I can't remember exactly how it happened, but we found ourselves at a terrible sex shop, picking out a starter kit. He was very uninvolved in the choice, and I was unsure if we were actually going to go through with this, and afraid of investing in something expensive. Long story short, the cheap, awful toy and harness, really a cheap thong with a hole cut out of it, made for an awkward first time, and it left much to be desired. We were not discouraged, though. We both agreed to try pegging again soon. A few days later, he let me know I should expect a package in the mail. He had done his homework and had shopped around for some serious equipment. I was a little shocked. I had no involvement with picking out my own cock. But something was so hot about knowing he looked through pages of sizes, colors, and textures, and settled on the one that would please him best. The next day, the Jacques harness and a silicone dildo to fit it arrived. It looked thick. I may have tried it out beforehand so I could know exactly what I was giving him later. The first session with the new equipment was discouraging for me. The learning curve is very real. And I felt like I was learning how to fuck for the first time. Just learning how to angle myself and how to smoothly slide in and out of him when you can't actually feel anything, it was all a lot to adjust to. I did feel like I was starting to understand how he felt during PIV sex, and I was feeling this deep connection with getting to share the experience with him. I knew what it felt like to grab his hips and drive my cock deep into him, or I knew how it felt to tease him until he begged to be filled. In every position, I imagined how good it felt to be on the receiving end, often telling him this in more or less words. Although I enjoyed the new equipment, I felt like something was still missing to make it a spectacular time. I was listening to as many podcasts of yours as I could and came across the discussion of doubles. I rush-ordered the Fuse Tango, and we tried it out immediately. What an incredible difference it made for me. I could actually feel myself push into him, that slight resistance pushing against the bulb inside me. This was the sensation of having a cock I was missing. With him bent over, every slow pump into his ass, I could feel the pressure and control my movements with much more precision. When he was on top of me, riding my cock as I held down his hips, every thrust it felt like he was inside me, and the sensations were getting crossed in my mind. At times it was hard to tell the difference between the sensation of his cock inside me or him riding mine. It all felt pleasurable beyond anything I've felt before. I used a small bullet vibe to push me over the edge, tucking the speed control into my harness like a holster. I considered writing in to you about this phenomenal time, because this night was the moment I knew I loved pegging and how it made me feel. There was something deeply more satisfying about coming while thrusting my purple cock into my boyfriend, watching him moan with pleasure, and letting him feel my cock pulse from my deep contractions. Since this first time playing with the double, we've had countless other nights of fun. I've discovered I enjoy wearing boxers and tucking my hard cock down the side to tease him with. One of my favorite positions has been the chairman. I even found this to be successful without wearing the harness, but keeping my legs pinched together while he faces towards me and rides me in the seated position. This direct skin contact with no harness fabric in the way is so deeply sexy and special to me with him. This position has caused a few hands-free orgasms, which came as such a surprise and delight to me. Nothing feels better than making your partner shoot loads of cum without once touching his cock, but by giving him the fucking he needs. I adore pegging because I adore this man. He lets me be myself and without feeling embarrassed to talk about my deep sexual curiosities. I've discovered how much I love the sensations from pegging. I love getting to grab his delicious man butt and getting to explore my more masculine side with the boxers I like to wear. I like to be a little dominating, but the more we've experimented with sub-dom, the more I realize my enjoyment from pegging is not linked to being dominating. We are both very giving and trade off the dominance in bed, no matter how we choose to play that night. I love that about our relationship, and I love that with pegging, we maintain this give-and-take type of relationship. I sometimes give him a rough ass-pounding until he can't take it anymore. He sometimes rides me until I'm exhausted, then holds me down by my hair and fucks me from behind. I also like that pegging has been our thing to explore together as a couple. I love the pleasure it gives him and how close I feel to him when I can get him to relax and enjoy himself. It makes me feel so sexy to turn him on when I'm all strapped up and to reverse the roles of who's receiving. It's this connection of understanding where I've gained a deeper appreciation for his incredible fucking skills, as well as the enjoyment of letting him feel how I feel when I'm opened up and wet and ready to be fucked. It's sharing these feelings together that makes me love pegging and love him deeper every day. Thank you, Ruby, for being my source of information through this wildly fun adventure with my lover. Not only have you provided me with so much pegging-specific information, but you've also completely altered my outlook on sexuality and my understanding of my own sexuality. Pegging is just another way to make love for us, and it's because of you I feel sexier and happier than I have with any other partner. Thank you, and I look forward to writing in again soon. Also, another insight into the prevalence of pegging among women. All of my girlfriends I've talked to about pegging, in general terms, never that my guy and I do it out of respect for his wishes to not share this with anyone. Only one girlfriend admitted she'd tried it before. Another confessed she would want to try it. Others had never heard of it or thought about the ass possibilities of their man. So I hope that this gives hope to the men listening that there are some young women out there curious and interested in trying pegging. I would say 25% of my girlfriends, 2 out of the 8 I've talked to, would strap up for the right guy. I hope you have enjoyed this ladies' podcast. The women, I never know where to call you, women, chicks, broads, bitches, ladies, but I sure appreciate you all contributing, and I'm so happy to have all of these contributions to have read, all coming from the women, women talking about pegging. I have really enjoyed all the different variety of the contributions that were sent in. And thank you to all the women out there that sent stuff in. It was so nice to get it all and be able to throw it all on a podcast and just read away. The variety of what you sent in was really remarkable and quite delightful. So I hope that this gives the men listening some reassurance that there are ass women out there who really want to peg you. We are out there. We are loving it. And this was a delightful opportunity for us all to be able to talk about it. So I'm going to add mine here at the end. What I love about pegging is being able to give an unbelievable amount of pleasure to my partner. My very favorite thing is watching that look when I first penetrate him, even if I've penetrated him many times before. And it's a kind of an open-mouthed, surprise look. And the vulnerability and openness in his face is just amazing to see every single time. Another thing I love about pegging is if I can get a man to moan. And of course, what I love about pegging is when I can get a man to come hands-free, preferably tied up, but it's not really necessary. So yeah, there's a lot of things I love about pegging. So next podcast, we're going to be back to our usual format. So if you're a woman listening and you hear this and are inspired to send in your own story, it doesn't make any difference that we've already done this women's podcast. I love hearing from the women, so please write your story and send it in. Let us know what you think about pegging. Really welcome all the contributions and any of the contributions from women, because most of the time we're hearing from men, and it's great to even it out here and hear from both sides of the pegging formula. So there are links on my blog where you can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_writer. On Facebook, I've got a page and a profile you can check out. You can also subscribe to my blog at the link on the left bottom. And there's also a link there to take you to iTunes for this podcast. You can listen to it through iTunes, but my podcast is also available through the various podcast downloader apps. Or, if you'd like, it can be streamed directly from my blog right at peggingparadise.com. Please call me at 805-500-6544 with all of your questions, comments, stories, successes, fears, wonderings, and adventures. Or you can write those words down and send them to me, ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you so much for downloading and listening, and happy pegging.